Anybody hear me? Yes? Okay.
We can hear you.
Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome to the beginning of the second term. The opening Rashi on Chumash on the first Pasuk in Bereshis quotes a Medrash, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Why does the Torah begin with Bereshis? It should begin from Parshas Bo. The mitzvah harishon shenitztava by Yisrael is HaChodesh HaZalachem. And then at the beginning of the mitzvah of Achbayam Arishon Tashbisu, Bir Chometz, and Korban Pesach, and the Isa Chometz, and the mitzvah of Matzah, all the mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael, everything begins from Parshas Bo. So Rashi quotes the answer given by the Medrash. No, Bereishis is also important, even though there are only a couple of mitzvahs, mitzvahs Peri Verivya, and mitzvahs Mila, mitzvahs Gidan Asha. But the mitzvah in this Tavah by Yisrael begins from today's Sedra, from Bai. So nonetheless, Rashi quotes, Bereishis is important that we should know what our claim to Eretz Yisrael is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he's the Balabas, overall the whole world. And he gave Eretz Yisrael to the Ummah Sa'ilam for a while. And then he decided he's the Balabas. He decided to take away and give it to Bnei Yisrael. He told Avraham Avinu, Kol Misach Baratz Lo Kalarach B'Kiluchot Tenen. He's giving Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. But this week, Sedra is, the Torah really should have begun with this week's Sedra, the mitzvah, and it's Tavu B'Yisrael, that's our daf, daf chav zayin on the base. And Psochim, the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak, talks about this mitzvah of Tashbisu, that's in Parshas Bo'i. Ach b'yam rishon Tashbisu, so it's machlekes Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa or hashbasasa b'chol dover. How do you fulfill this mitzvah of Tashbisu? Yeah. the common practice is, the Mishnah says, Chometz is only asa b'achila b'anom and atara after chatzos. The hour before chatzos, or 2 hours before chatzos, that's only agzeira d'rabbanan. So 2 hours before chatzos, they asad b'achila. 1 hour before chatzos, they asad b'hanom. And then, after Chatzos, that's when the Issa begins, Ben HaTorah. So when is this? And then the Mishnah says, V'sarfim b'tchila sheish. The common practice is that you burn the Chometz at the beginning of the Shor Shishas. That's before Chatzos. After Chatzos that's not tchila sheish, that's sop sheish. That Shor Sheva is after Chatzos. So the Mishnah says, the common practice is, sarfim b'tchila sheish. So when exactly do we have this machlekes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan where the Embir Chometz Ela B'Sreifa or Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dover? So on Daf Yud Beis, Omid Beis, there's a machlekes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, how to read the Gemara. So Rashi learns the only time there's a machlekes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan whether you're supposed to burn the Chometz or Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dover, that's if you're destroying the Chometz B'Shua Sheish. But if it's after Chatzais, so the Pasuk Tashbisu is an Isar Aseh. We pointed out the first day when we started the Masichta. Sometimes you have a Pasuk, you have a Mitzvah Aseh, that's a Kiyum Aseh. You have to recite Kriya Shema. You have to listen to Tkiya Shofar. You have to recite Berachos HaMazon. You have to eat in the Sukkah. And Sukkah is a Mitzvah Aseh, a Kiyum Aseh. Sometimes you have a Pasuk that's an Isar Aseh. It's not a Kiyum Aseh at all. It's an Isar Aseh. For example, we gave the Moshel, Kol Tzipa Tahara Tochelu. So the Rambam counts that there's a mitzvah Aseh. So what do you mean? It's a mitzvah once a day, every day, to have kosher chicken. And if a person wants to be a vegetarian, so he's a mevatel mitzvah once a day, every day. He's supposed to have a little kosher chicken every day. So the Pashta says the Rambam didn't mean that it's a Kiyum Aseh. He meant that it's an Isar Aseh. Kol Tzipa Tahara Tochelu means to the exclusion of a Tzipa Tamei. If you have an knife tummy, so you're not permitted to eat it. You have an knife tar, so it's permissible to eat, so it's an Isar Aseh. And sometimes you have a Pasuk that's both a Kiyum Aseh and an Isar Aseh. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's introductory Shia to Psochim. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisa? So Tashbisa is clearly an Isar Aseh, that after Chatzos, Chometz is also b'achila, also b'anah, and also l'kaimo. You're not allowed to leave it around the house. There's no Pashta says there's no Bayirah by Matzah. That's a problematic Rashi. Rashi writes in one place, and the Migdaloi is on the bottom of the page, and the Rambam points out that Rashi. Migdaloi is one of the Rishonim. I think the almana of the, that's how the story goes, the almana of the Migdalois remarried, and she married the Ritva. So according to the tradition, they were in the same generation, the Migdalois with the Ritva. So the Migdalois quotes this Rashi, that Rashi writes in one place, it's starting from Chatzai San, there's a din of Bal Yura Bai Matzeh. The Pashtus is Bal Yura Bai Matzeh is a lav, that lav only begins Shivas Yavim, Solei Matzeh Bevatechem, during the 7 days of Pesach. Just like if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach, nobody holds that there's koris. If you eat chametz after chatzos, there's no koris. There's a machlokes, we'll get to it the next Mishnah, Chav Chesem and Aleph. There's a machlokes, Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon, is there an isa lav if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? Reb Yudah holds that there's a lav, and Reb Shimon holds that it's only an isa arsei. There's no lav. Shai, the way do you get malchus? You only get malchus if you violate a lav. So that's one who eats chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Chametz osa b'achila, minatora, osa b'anoa. It's all the iser esi of tashbisu, and it's also lekaima. It's also to keep it in your house. There's no, but the pashta says there's no bal yiroya and bal yimotz on Erev Pesach. And tashbisu is also a kiyum essay. Ach, b'vav harai that we recite the bracha. Before we do the B'dikas Chametz, B'dikas Chametz is the beginning of the beer. So that's why we say a bracha. We don't say, Shekereshana ben Sosetzvana, live the Kesach Chametz. We say, Al Bia Chametz, because the B'dika is the Tchilos HaBir. Some Shanim hold that it's Minat Torah. Tosis had like that. We had the Tosis on the Sugya of Ruba V'Chazaka. So Tosis had it more than once. Tosis said, if you're ready, we're mevatla chometz, then the chovis bedika is only with the rabbanim. But kol zman you're not yet mevatla chometz, then the chovis bedika is menat Torah. That's part of the mitzvah bir chometz. And other rishonim disagree. They say no. If you have chometz yadua, then there's a din of bir. You should destroy it. But that you're bechiyev to look through the whole house. You don't know if you have any chometz. Maybe yeah, maybe no. If it's chometz sheini yadu, you don't know. So many rishonim disagree. But they said that's not a mitzvah menat Torah to go look for it. So that's a machlokes, whether the bedika, they all agree bedika is the beginning of the beer. They argue is bedika tchilas habir mit the rabbanon, or is it minat Torah? But if the mitzvah of achbei rishon tashbisu, if the whole mitzvah would only be an iser essay, it wouldn't be a kiyum essay. You don't see a bracha if you're avoiding violation of an iser essay. So from the fact that you recite a bracha before you begin the bedika chametz, that's a clear indication that Tashbisu is a kiyum essay. So it's an essay. It's counted in the Minyan Mitzvah's Tashbisu. It's both a kiyum essay and an iser essay. So the Machlokes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanon, how you fulfill the kiyum essay? Is the kiyum essay only with Sreifa, Hashbasasa, B'chol Dabas? And when exactly is that Machlokes? So Rashi learns the whole Machlokes where the Ein Bi'er Chometz, Rashi and Yud Beis and Beis. Whole Machlokes where the Ein Bi'er Chometz, Ela B'Sreifa, Hashbasasa, B'chol Dabas. That's if you want to destroy the chametz before there's man isurei, before chatzais. But once it comes chatzais, after chatzais, there's an isur not to keep it in your possession. So of course you have to. So it's hashbasasa b'chol dover. If you don't have any fire, you still have to. It'll be hashbasasa b'chol dover. The only time Rabbi Yudah insists em b'chametz al b'sreifa is kaidim is man isurei. And Tosis quotes Rabbi Natan there on Yud Beis and Beis. Punkt faker, just the opposite. How did Rabbi Yudah establish that Ein Bi'er Chometz Ela B'Sreifa? The Gemara has on Chav Zayin and Beis two different Yalfuses. Either it's a Mamatzinu or it's a Kal V'Chomer. We'll soon speak about that a little bit. But either it's a Mamatzinu or a Kal V'Chomer, you're learning out from Noiser, that Noiser is also Bachila Ba'anoa and there's Koreis. So who had the Nami? If it's a Mamatzinu, who had the Nami? Chometz, also Bachila Ba'anoa and there's Koreis if you eat it. This curse, if you eat it on Pesach, if you eat it every Pesach, there's no curse. But also b'achila b'ano, so that's why it's toned sreifa. That's Rabbi Yudah's yafusa. So the only time Rabbi Yudah will say that it's b'sreifa is when also b'achila b'ano. That's after chatzos. So that's what the Rabbi and Tam says. The only time this machlokes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanon is if you're destroying the chametz after chatzos, then Rabbi Yudah insists then be a chametz ala b'sreifa. But our practice is the Mishnah says sorfim etchila sheish. We don't, according to Rabbi Natan, the Iker Mitzvah, that's the Shita Sataisis, we had the Martcha head like that. The Iker Mitzvah, the Raisa of Tashbisu, is to destroy the Chometz after Chatzos. If destroying it before Chatzos, you're not really Mekayim the Mitzvah in HaTorah. mitzvah natoris to destroy it after it already is also b'achil lebahanor. Then Rabbi Yehuda insists that it has to be yom b'chom b'sreif. We don't do that. We follow the recommendation of the Mishnah. So from mitchila sheish, and mitchila sheish, everybody agrees that hashbas also b'chol dover. So that's a shayla. How do we paskin? That's a shayla. How do we paskin? And this makhlegs Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon in the opening Mishnah in the second perek. And Chofala from Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda holds yom b'chom b'sreif. The Chachamim hold hashbas also b'chol dover. So it's a machlokes, so we show him how to paskin. So the Tosfos on Chav Zayin on the base quotes the Ri Nira. I think in the Tur he quotes this from the Ri. The Rosh quotes it in the name of Rashi. We don't have it in Rashi, but Tosfos quotes it. And usually the Bala Tosfos, the Ri Azokin, Bala Tosfos, the Ri Azokin was Rabbi Natam's nephew. It was the son of Rabbi Natam's sister. Rabbi Natam had two brothers, but he was a son of a sister of Rabbi Natam. So the Bala Tosfos once said, Nira da Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, because of the Halacha k'Stam Mishnah, and the Mishnah in the end of Temura divides all of the Yisurei Hanoah into two categories, those that are Nisrafim or those that are Nigbarim. When you have Yisurei Hanoah, you have to dispose of it. You can't leave it around the house. When you have Yisurei Achilu also, shouldn't leave it around the house. Someone may, by mistake, eat it. But if you have Yisurei Hanoah, for sure you have to dispose of it. So some Yisurei Hanoah are b'sreifa, and some you have to dispose of. Anikbar means you have to get rid of it. You don't leave it around the house. So the Mishnah divides all of the very end of Temura. The Mishnah has a list which Yisurei Hanoah anikbarim and which anisrafim. So the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, the end of Temura goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chometz says min hanisrafim. So that's the Stam Mishnah. It sounds like halachic Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rosh quotes this in the name of Rashi. This is. Doesn't quote the name of Rashi. Rosh quotes it in the name of Rashi. Rosh on this Gemara. Here the Rosh is Simi Gimel, page 248, on the second column. The Rosh is Simi Gimel. They quote Rashi Pasek Rebuti because of this Tam Mishnah in the end of Temura. And he says, V'chein Pasek B'sefer HaMitzvahs, the Smag. A few Rishonim agree with this, what he quotes from Rashi, from by us we have the Ri, Bala Tosfos. However, the Rosh continues, but we assume, yeah, so then the Rosh says, it doesn't make too much of a difference. Because according to Rabbi Natam, on Yud Beis and Beis, the only time there's a machlokes abiyud in the Rabbanan, whether hashbasas b'chol dover, em b'chametz ad b'sreifa, that's if you're going to wait to destroy the chametz to after chatzos. Because the mitzvah of tashbis is after chatzos. What our practice is, we follow what it says in the Mishnah. Apparently, the chachamim, the Tanoim recommended, sorfa mitchila sheish, you shouldn't wait till after chatzos to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. We had the Mordechai quoted, there was one Bala Tosfos who destroyed all the chametz in Shoshish, but he left the kazayas of chametz to left the chatzos in order to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. Why? Because he felt it's not mistabe that hachachamim should do away completely with the mitzvah of tashbisu. This is the mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. And the only time you become the mitzvah tashbisu is after chatzos, not before chatzos, after chatzos. So why should they mean about legamri? Destroy all the chametz before. So this Bala Tosfos used to leave up a little bit a kazayis of chametz, and he would burn it after chatzos. It doesn't make sense that we had from the Taz that the Taz quoted Akasha from the Bach and the Teretz and Hilchas Kiyas Shofar. Why did the Chachamim only prohibit Kiyas Shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chol Yehiyeh B'Shabbos because of Gzeira de Rabba? Rabba explains it. Rabba didn't make the Gzeira. It would already existed. In the days of the Mishnah, that's before Rabbah was born, before Rabbah's grandmother was born, there was a Gzeira de Rabbah, that you're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yehiyeh B'Shabbos. Gzeira Shemi Abiren, why did they prohibit playing, blowing the shofar every Rosh Hashanah because of Mashmiya Kol? You're not allowed to play any musical instruments, and you're not allowed to use a knacker, a kli. That's how we pass, you're not allowed to even use a knacker, a kli ha-miyuchah v'hashmas kol, even if it's not klei shir. If you knock on the door, you make noise, but you're not making a niggin. you're not keeping a nigin, and you're not using a kli hamiyuchad lahashmas kol. That the Bavli holds is mutter. Rishalmi in the end of the Erevin holds that that's awesome. But the Bavli holds that it's mutter. And that's where the riff is. At the end of Erevin, there's a famous riff. The riff makes a comment. Whenever there's a theory between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, we always pass like the Bavli. And he gives a whole historical explanation that's very questionable. He assumes that those who composed and edited the Talmud Bavli were familiar with everything that it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. That's very questionable whether that's true. They knew everything that is said in the Yerushalmi, and if they take a stand disagreeing with the Yerushalmi, then we should say Hilchos HaKabasroi. Since the Bavli was written later than the Yerushalmi, so we should pass on like the Bavli. So that's a question historically. Is it really true that the Chachmei HaBavli were familiar with everything that it says in the Yerushalmi? So they bring their eyes, because once in a while the Gemara will refer to a Maisa Shohoya, and Rashi says the Maisa Shohoya appears in the Yerushalmi. So that's a raya, is that question? That's a raya that the Chachmei HaBavli knew the Yerushalmi. They knew all the stories. When they went to bed, their parents would tell them stories, and they told them other stories that everybody knew the story. Maybe it was in the Sifra Dagarata. There's a Sefer that has Sifra Dagarata from the days of the Rishonim from before that had stories from the Gemara. Doesn't have all the stories, it has some of the stories. So that's questionable. Anyway, that's what the Rif says. So the Taz quotes this Kasha from the Bach. The Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. So the Taz in Hilchos Roshana quotes this Kasha. Why did the Chachamim only do away with Tkir Shofar when Rosh Hashanah Choli is B'Shabbos? They should have prohibited Tkir Shofar all the time, because the Shofar is a kli hamiyuchad la'ashma askol, like a knock around a door. So that's also because the Shem Yisak and Klishir. So the Bach gives the answer that the Chachamim have a right to make a gzeira against something as long as it's not mefurish lehetera in the Torah. It doesn't say explicitly. It says in the Torah you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, tkir shofar is not a malacha. So it's self-understood. You have to blow shofar even if it happens that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But if you're going to do away with the whole institution of tkir shofar because Shem Yisak and Klashir, Mashmiya Kol, Shem Yisak and Klashir. That's Kenegadov HaMafurish Batur. You can't do that. So that's the famous comment that the Taz quotes from the Bach. That Taz is in three different places in Shulchan. This one is in Hilchos Shofar, in Tkir Shofar. The other two are in other places. The other two are in other places. Yeah. One is in Yeridaya. We also spoke about whether Schor B'Macholos HaSuris is in Issa Derais and Issa Derabbanan. Because the Rambam says that the chelev is mutter to do schor, even though it's macholas asuris. Because it says in the chomish, chelev nevela chelev treifa yosel lechol malacha bacha lo sochlu. So the Rambam says not only yosel lechol malacha, not only does it mean that chelev is mutter bahana, means mutter to do schor with it. You're allowed to be in business. I'm permitted to buy up all the chelev from all the butcher shops, and then sell the chelev to the goyim. I said the chelev to the soap companies, they want to put chelev in the soap to make it softer. Yeah, that's how the Rambam writes. Tosis in the end of Perek Merubim, Baba Kama says that chelev is also to do schere, not like the Rambam. But the Rambam writes that chelev is mutter to do schere because it says mefurish that it's mutter. So there's a machlokes achrayim whether that isa that we had already in the Gemara, that there's an isa schere b'macholos asuris, but nizdamnu is mutter. It's only also if that's the way you set up your business, nizdamna b'mikretz muta. That difference between nizdamna and nizdamna doesn't sound like a difference on the level of the raisa. That's what led some achrayim to believe that the whole iser of schor b'macholos asuris is only the rabbanon, and the gemara learned it out from a pasuk. The pasuk was only intended as an asmachta. So that's the taz and shaila. If the whole prohibition of schor b'macholos asuris is only the Rabbanah, how can the Rambam prove that Chelev is mutter to do schor with it based on the Pasuk in Chumash? Based on the Pasuk in Chumash, the Beit is a Treifus and Chazar is also mutter to do schor. The whole Isser is only with the Rabbanah. So when the Chachamim made the Isser, how can you prove anything from a Pasuk? The Pasuk is before they made the Isser. Because before they made the Isser, everything was mutter to do schor. How did the Rambam see that Chelev is different? So the Taz gave the answer, the Chachamim would never, even if the Rambam holds that this is chor is only the Rabbanon, they wouldn't make an isa k'neged dav hamafurish b'Torah. It says b'feirish that chaylev is muta b'schayra, so they don't have the authority to make exeret the rabbanon against that. So that's the shayla over here. Does it make sense that the chachamim will be oikev mikolo called the mitzvah of tashbisu? If the key message of tashbisu is only fulfilled after chatzos, and they said sorfim mitchila sheish, they recommend we should destroy all the chametz that we have and erev pesach b'tchila sheish, not b'tchila sheva, not after sheish is over, not after chatzos, an hour before chatzos. So they're recommending we should never fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. So the whole b'dikas chametz and the whole bi'ur chametz that we do is all just midrabbanan. We never fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of bi'ur chametz. That's so hard to believe. So that's what led the rab. That's why some of the balei hateisvus had the practice to leave over kazayis. They would leave. They would burn most of the chametz mitchila sheish, and then mitchila sheva they would burn the last kazayis that they left over. Because they felt it doesn't make sense that the chachamim should be oikel lagamri a mitzvah derais and will never be mekayim the mitzvah. Anyway, so that's what, so according to the Rabbein Tam, the whole machlekes hatanan, what aim be a chametz ala besreifah, b'sas b'chadab, is only if you're destroying the chametz after chatzos. If you're destroying before chatzos, then Rabbi Yehuda Shita never applied. Everyone would agree you don't need sreifah. So that's what the Rosh points out over here. This whole machlekes that half of the Rishonim, the Re Bala Taisis, and maybe Rashi and the Smag and who else did he quote? Some other Rishonim hold that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ala B'Sreifa, but it's irrelevant because our practice is we burn the chametz before chatzos. So the whole issue is not relevant, unless you would have had like that Mordechai, that you leave over kazayas to destroy it later. So then when you destroy your kazayas, you want to fulfill the mitzvah derais. How should you destroy it? Should you destroy dafka desreifa b'chol davar? But apparently the Rosh doesn't have that practice to leave over kazayas. So by virtue of the fact that we're burning, we're destroying the chametz b'tchila sheish, means whenever mekayim the mitzvah derais of tashbis. The mitzvah is only after chatzos. Strange that they should make a takana the rabbana to undo the whole mitzvah of tashbisu. Very strange. Anyway, that's what we're up to in the Gemara. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbana. So the Gemara has two possibilities of establishing a Rabbi Yehuda shita. Burden of proof is on Rabbi Yehuda. Why should he say bi'ur chametz ala b'sreifa tashbisu? Maybe it's hashbisos b'chol davar. So Rabbi Yehuda has two ways of learning. Either it's a mamatzinu or it's a kal v'chomer. Yeah. Kal v'chomer is the first time of the Yugam Midah Shatar and Reshes Ben. Rabbi Shmuel Amar B'shlosh Yesmir Shatar and Reshes Ben Kal v'chomer, Gzer V'shove, Binyanav, and so on. Shaila is the most often midah that we use is the midah mamatzinu. That's what the Gemara says. Kol ha-tarikula is really medam and milsa le-milsa. That means a mamatzinu. Whenever you have a shaila, so the Gemara has two dinim. So in one case it says also, in one case it says mutter. So the shaila is your case. What you're discussing is it more similar to that case in the Gemara that the Gemara says also, is it more similar to this case? That's mamatzinu. Medam and milsa le-milsa, the Gemara says. Kol ha-tarikula is medam and milsa le-milsa. So which one of the midah shatar and resh espem is mamatzino, that the Gemara says that the main midah that we use today, we don't know how to use at all. All these things, we don't know how to be done. The only thing that we use, the way we pass kanshana, says medamim milsal milsa mamatzino. So which one of the midah shatar and resh espem is the mamatzino? So we mentioned, I'm sure more than once, the Prima Godim writes on one of his little svarim in Ginas Verodim. Has two little Swarm Ginas, Rodim, Shashana Samokim. In both of them, he talks a lot about Midah Shatar and Resh Espem. So this is in the Sefer. And Ginas Rodim has very short essays, sometimes less than a page. And Shashana Samokim are longer essays, few pages. So in the small Sefer, in the Ginas Rodim, with the small essays, so he quotes a Machlokes Achrayim, Sfardish Achrayim. But the Ashkenazim, Eps, and Achrayim, you don't find so much. They didn't work so much in Midah Shatar and Resh Espem. They knew that they couldn't figure anything out. By the Sfarim, they have a little bit. That they Atzmas Yosef, a whole Sefer on Kiddushin. Atzmas Yosef, he every page, he's working on Midah Shatar and Resh Espem. What are the Midas? Yeah. So the Prima Godim in a little Sefer, Ginas Veradim, quotes a Machlokes Achrayim, which one of the Yud Gimel Midas includes the midah of mamatzin. So some hold that it's included in the midah of Kal v'chaimer. Kal v'chaimer is really a mamatzinu with, and it's even better than a mamatzinu. So included in Kal v'chaimer would be a mamatzinu without the twist. A Kal v'chaimer is a mamatzinu with a twist on top of it too, with icing on top of the cake. And the mamatzinu is the mamatzinu without the icing on top of the cake. And other Rachmanim say, no, it's not that it's included in the midah of Kal v'chaimer, it's included in the midah of Binyanav. Binyanav means that the style of writing, the literary style of the Chumash is one style. So if you have a word, let's say the word aid in one pasuk obviously means a pair of adim. It doesn't mean a witness, one witness. It means a pair of adim, two adim. So, komachim shenemba aid harekan shnayim. Whenever the Chumash writes the word aid, it means you have a pair of adim. You have two adim because in one place it's obvious like that. So that word has a technical connotation, a technical meaning. And every place in Chumash where that word aid appears, it has that meaning. Unless it says beferish aid echad. There it says Eid Echad, but if it doesn't say Eid Echad, it just says the word Eid. So Kamak Mishanam Eid Harei Kan Shnayim, because the literary style of the Chumash is one style. The words have the same meaning. The same word has the same meaning wherever it appears in the Chumash. So based on that midah, that the literary style of the Chumash is one, so we assume that all the dinim of the Torah all fit into the same pattern. That's what a mamatzinu is all about. That kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad, all the dinim fit into one pattern, one system. And if one place, that's what we mentioned, it says when they built the Mishkan, it was atzishitim omdim kederach kedilosim. Omdim was the same way they grow from the ground. They didn't put the boards of wood sideways. They crush them and they didn't put it upside down from the way it grows. It was atzishitim omdim. Omdim means kederach kedilosim. So from that we derive to kol ha-Torah kula. What's kol ha-Torah kula? The dalad mitzvah of dalad minim. That you have to shake a lulav. You have to hold the lulav and the esrog with the pitim up, and the lulav has to be kederach kedilos in the way it grows from the ground. That's the only. It says kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. All other mitzvahs. The only example they give is by lulav. You have to do kederach kedilos. So just like we assume that the literary style of the chumash is one. And all the words, every time they appear, have the same connotation. So the style of the halachas is one. All the dinim fit into one big pattern. So that's the one opinion in the Gemara that the Rabbi Yehuda learned that Ein Birchomis al Bisreifa from Noisar with a mamatzinu. And the other version of the Gemara was not that he learned it out from a Kal v'chaimer. What's the difference with you learning out from a Kal v'chaimer, a mamatzinu? So the Gemara has a machlekes tatanoi, machlekes of Yudah in the Chachamim, in Sukkah daf Yud Aleph, Omer Aleph. Here Tosis quotes in Achav Zayin on the Beis, Tosis di mamaschal ein biyachomis ala bistreifa. The din is that the mitzvah of Dalad Minim only applies by Yom. The mitzvah of Sukkah and only applies in the first day. Lekachtam lechem bayom arishan. Usmachtam lefnei Hashem alakech m'shivas yomim v'alulam nital b'amigdosh kol shiva. And the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah lulav, the mitzvah dal minim, applies all 7 days. That's a din min ha-Torah. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, b'gvulin, lulav nital b'amikdash kol shiva, or b'gvulin is only yom harishon b'lvad. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda has a Kal v'chaimer. Madach, the mitzvah of lulav, which is only in the Hegdash b'yom, and it's not in the Hegdash b'alayla, l'kach melchem b'yom harishon. You can't shake a lulav at night. There are some mitzvahs you have to do in the daytime. Some mitzvahs have to be done at night. Achilas matzah and korban pesach has to be balayla. Achilas habasa balayla is a be'erev tochle matzahs. So those mitzvahs have to be done balayla. And other mitzvahs have to be done all the bayom. Sukkah is a mitzvah be'im bayom and be'im balayla. So ma'adach the mitzvah of lulav is only nohegas bayom, but lo balayla nonetheless. It's only noeg and the dalad minim. It's restricted. So Sukkah, which is mochomer, which is nagas ben bayom and ben balayla, the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, to sleep in the sukkah all day and all night, to do everything in the sukkah. Kal v'chaimer that it should be so chomer. It's kal v'chaimer that it should be mochomer than lulav. So you should only be able to make the schach out of the dalad minim. That's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan disagree. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Rabban. What's the machlokes? Is that a legitimate kal v'chomer? So Rabbi Yehuda says a kal v'chomer that the mitzvah of sukkah is more chomer than the mitzvah of dalamina, because naheg is bein b'yom bein b'layla, and the mitzvah of dalamina is only naheg with the dalaminim. So the mitzvah of sukkah for sure should be more chomer. So the schach, he's not talking about tfanis, the schach, he should only be able to use one of the dalaminim. He shouldn't be able to use anything else for schach. And we use other things. We use bamboo poles. We use wood. We don't use dalaminim. We don't use the dalaminim. So what's the nekudas hamachlokes? So the Gemara said there, it's a machlokes regarding the midah of kal v'chomer. Kol kal v'chomer shatadon tchiloso, I say, A is more chomer than B. So if B has a certain chomer, A is more chomer, certainly should have that chomer. So that's what you're saying over here. Sukkah is more chomer than dalaminim, because in the Heg is bein b'yom bein b'layla. So it should certainly have the chumer that lulav has, namely that the mitzvah of dalamin is only noig in the dalaminim. It's not noig in any other thing that grows from the ground. So the sukkah means the schach. The schach has to be dafke from the dalaminim. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda darshins, and the chachamim say no. Kol kal v'chomer shatadon tchilos alahachmer b'sof alahakal ena kal v'chomer. What are you going to do if the guy lives in a community and they don't have any esrogim lulavim hadasim ararovis? So he can't make a sukkah. He has no ability to observe. He won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of dalaminim either, because he doesn't have dalaminim. But he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. So that's what the Rabbanim disagree with her. Kol kal v'chomer shatadon tchilosa lahachmer v'sof alohakil. First, you're making a kal v'chomer that the mitzvah of sukkah is more chomer than dalaminim, because the heg is bein b'yom bein b'layla. So that's why you should certainly have all the chomers of dalaminim. Which chumer that it's only you can only fulfill a mitzvah with the dalaminim, but then it's going to come out of cooler. If you live in a village where there are no dalaminim, there are no arabis hadasim and there are no lulavim and no yasroigim, so you can't fulfill a mitzvah of sukkah. Period. Loi da, you can't fulfill a mitzvah of dalaminim. Can't fulfill a mitzvah of sukkah either, because sukkah is only no hekas but dalaminim bovad. So that's a kal b'chomer shatadon tchilosa lahachmir v'sof alahakil. If he doesn't have dalaminim, yeshiv a batel. He won't fulfill the mitzvah at all. So that's a machlokes Rabbeinu and the Rabbanan. Is there such a klal in the midah of kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer shatadon tchilos al ha'achmer v'sof al ha'akel. At the end, it's going to come out of kula. So the Gemara by us presents that that's exactly the machlokes Rabbeinu and the Rabbanan. If you learn that ein b'yacham b'sad b'sreif is based on a kal v'chomer, not a mamatzin, is based on a kal v'chomer from Noisar. If it's based on a kal v'chomer from Noisar, then the Gemara argued also it's going to be a kal v'chomer tchilos el ha'achmir, that you need dafke to destroy the chometz with a fire. However, so for the hokel, if he doesn't have a fire available, then he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Biyah Chametz. So he won't fulfill the mitzvah. Yeshiv Batl, he'll be Mevatl a mitzvah.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
How does the fact that lulav is only allowed to be taken during the day a cool? Isn't that a chumrah that you're only able to be yotzei with lulav during the day?
I don't know. The Gemara takes it as a kula. The chumra is if the mitzvah is naheg is 24 hours a day. It's only like half a day. It's an argument. How do you know? Why do you consider that a kula? Maybe it's a chumra. I don't know. So Tosis points out that it seems to be the exact same nekudas hamachlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan and the both Gemaras. And the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, whether you can only use a schach, we don't hold like that, like Rabbi Yehuda. We use bamboo, we use evergreens, we use all kinds of things. We don't use the dalaminim shebelulav. Nobody uses dalaminim shebelulav. So the machlokes over there revolves on that issue. It's a kal v'chomer shetchilosa lahachmer v'sof lahakel. If you're not going to have any dalaminim, you won't waste time to make a sukkah. Sukkah won't be kosher anyway. So the same machlokes over here. If Rabbi Yehuda establishes din, ein b'yacham b'sad b'sreif is a kal v'chomer, then it's going to be a kal v'chomer. You're going to be mekel. If you don't have fire, so you just can't fulfill the mitzvah of tashbis. So why not? He can flush it down the toilet. He can be in the fire of his other ruch. He can destroyed in other ways. So that's the same issue in both Gemaras. That's what Tosfos raises a question. How can there be a small group of Rishonim, the Roiv of the Gaonim, that's what the Rosh quoted, the Roiv of the Poskim hold like the Rabbanan, but how can there be even a minority opinion that the Balatesus and the Smag, if you Rishonim want to say that the din should be like Rabbi Yehuda and Bichom Zalav Esreifa, then the din should be like Rabbi Yehuda there by Sukkah also? That it's the same issue in the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashem. HaKal V'chaymer, that you establish it L'chatchila to be Machma, and then it's going to be Sofa L'Hokel. So Tosfos says, that Taina, how can you split the Psak? How can you pass like Rabbi Yehuda in one case, like the Chacham in the other case? Yeah, by Sukkah, nobody's Machma for Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Nobody makes today. Nobody makes Chach from the Dalam Minim. So Tosfos asked that question. So Tosfos said, maybe the answer is that the real Yalfusa of Rabbi Yehuda is not so much from the Kal V'chaymer, but rather from a Mamatzinu. If it's a Mamatzinu, then you can't argue like that. Kal V'chaymer should chilos alahachman v'sof alahakal. That's not a taina. If it's a Kal V'chaymer, then it's not a valid Kal V'chaymer. But if you're not working Kal V'chaymer, you're working with a Mamatzinu, so then, right? So there's no problem of chilos alahachman v'sof alahakal. So that's the machlokes. That's the machlokes in the Gemara.
Rabbi, why would it matter for the Rabbanan? Why would it make a difference that it's so Balaka? Why would that make it not a Kal V'chaymer?
It's not a valid Kal V'chaymer. You're saying that Chometz is more Chomor than Noiser. So if Noiser is Bisreifa, Kal V'chaymer, the Chometz is Bisreifa. Because it should happen all the Chomers. But then this Kal V'chaymer will lead you to a Kula. So that's not a valid Kal V'chaymer. Lead you to a Kula. If you live in an area where there are no fires at all, just can't make a fire, live on the moon, I don't know. You live somewhere and there are no fires. So then you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbiso. And if you would have held not like Rabbi Yehuda's Kal V'chaymer, you would have said destroy the chametz in another fashion. So that's not a valid Kal V'chaymer. So that's what Tosfos says. How can you split? There in Sukkah, nobody passes like Rabbi Yehuda. And the issue that they're debating is identical, whether Kal V'chaymer should suffer lo hakel. Is it a valid Kal V'chaymer? So if you don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, how can you accept his opinion over here? So Tosfos says, no, maybe over here. It's not based on a Kal V'chaymer. It's based on a Mamatzinu. So suffer lo hakel is not a problem. But it's clear that there are two different midas. So even if you hold like those poskim, those achreinim, that Mamatzinu is part of the midah of Kal V'chaymer. Kal V'chaymer is the same as Mamatzinu, with even a twist on top of it. But still, they're different. It's not the same. In a Kal V'chaymer, then you have this taina. Kal V'chaymer is self alahakel. It's not a valid Kal V'chaymer. But if you're not dealing Kal V'chaymer, dealing with a Mamatzinu, even self alahakel would be okay. That is the Gemara. There used to be, years ago, there used to be a great Goyen who lived in Baltimore by the name of Rabbi Michael Forschlager. He was a Talmud of the Socha Tshover Rebbe, the Avdei Nezer. When he was, Avdei Nezer died 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago. So this Rabbi Michael Forschlager also died a long time ago. So when he was a teenager, he learned Bechavrusa with the Avnei Nezer the last few years of his life. The Avnei Nezer was a super genius. So this fellow was also, as a teenager, he was such a super genius. He learned Bechavrusa and he wrote a lot. He wrote a lot of Divrei Torah. I remember after he passed away, they published one volume, Toras Michoel. He had cartons and cartons of Divrei Torah that were written. And after he passed away, people put together money and they published one Sefer Torah Michoel, and they decided they'll see how it goes. That if they'll sell enough copies to cover the expenses, then they'll publish more Ksovim. And if they'll be left, no one's going to want to buy what they printed. So that'll be the end. So hardly anybody bought a copy. I remember someone gave me a copy of Torah Michoel. They gave it to me. Think his brother was one of the people who paid for the publication, and he gave me the copy of the Sefer on the condition that I learn at least half of the Sefer, which I didn't do, but it's complicated. He was a big coin. So this great Goyen, when I was a little boy, my father was a rabbi. My father used to get in the mail every month, 12, 10 months a year, he used to get Hapardes. Hapardes was a Torah journal that had Divrei Torah. It was in America for many years. It was discontinued about 20, 30 years ago when the editor passed away. So this Rabbi Yechiel Forshlager, many years ago, 60 years ago, printed a Dvar Torah that he heard from the Sochet Shava Rebbe, the Avdei Nezer, Shalashudas Torah, on Rosh Chodesh Shecholdias B'Shabbos. So he wrote the following. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud on the base discusses when does one recite Hallel and when not. So the Gemara says, on Yom HaTayvam, at Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, we recite Hallel. The Gemara asks, how come you don't recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Because our practice is we recite Chatzi Hallel. That's a minig that developed in Bovel. And the Gemara says in the end of time, it's Rav Ikla LeBovel. Rav learned in Eretz Yisrael. And he got smicha from Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Then he came to Bavel, and he was already an adult with smicha. He never heard of this minig that you say chatzi halal amash chodesh. So he came to shul, and the people were such amaratzim. Well, that's what motivated Rav to come. He left Eretz Yisrael to come to Bavel to establish yeshivas, because he knew that the people were very religious, but they were amaratzim. They didn't know how to be medaktik and mitzvahs. They were violating Shabbos, and they were violating kashrus and taras hamishpacha. So he introduced a lot of learning, and he got the level of religious observance to be much better, because people were more learned. So the Gemara says that the reciting Hallel, Chatzi Hallel Amash Chodesh, is only a minig. That's the Gemara, the end of Tainus. It's only a minig, and it's not even a Takana Derabon. So the Gemara asks, why don't you recite Hallel Amash Chodesh, every Amash Chodesh? So the Gemara says, because Muta Basiyas Malach. Gemara says, how come you don't recite Hallel Sholem every Shabbos? Shabbos is also Basiyas Malacha. So Gemara says, yeah, but Shabbos is Lo Ikri Moyed. What do you mean Lo Ikri Moyed? Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Moyed, but it's Muta Basiyas Malacha. What do you mean Shabbos Lo Ikri Moyed? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos explains that the obligation to recite Hallel is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Ramban thinks maybe Minatoira. The Rambam thinks of sure it's only Midirabbanan. But it would appear from the Gemara that the reciting of Hallel on Yom Tovim, Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, stems from the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. The Simchas Haguf, to eat and to drink and to be married, to have Basa V'Yayin. Then the Simchas HaNefesh, a person should recite Hallel, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to put himself, to put his neshama in a state of Simcha. So Shabbos is La'ikri Moed, and Shabbos there is no mitzvah of Simcha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to point out, that the Tosfos has in the third perek in Moed Katan, that's perek Elul Megalchin. So the Gemara says that if someone is sitting Shiva, so Shabbos counts as one of the 7 days of the Shiva, but it's not Mapsik. It doesn't cancel Shiva. Yontif doesn't count as one of the days of Shiva, and it's Mevatla Velus. Why is Yontif Mevatla Velus Shabbos not? So Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi, because on Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and Simcha and Avelus are contradictory. It's a Tarta de Sasri. So since the day is labeled as a Yom Simcha for all of Klal Yisrael, Osi Esed de Rabbim V'Dochei Esed de Yochid, that's what the Gemara says. Yontif is a state of Simcha for all of Klal Yisrael. Avelus is only for that person. So all of Klal Yisrael considers today as a Yom Tov, a day of Simcha. How can you label the day as a day of Shiva or a day of Shloshim for this Avel? It's a day of Simcha for everybody. And labeling the day as a Yom Evel and a Yom Simcha is tied to the Sas. Can't be both. So which one takes precedence? So Osi Esed the Rabbim, V'Dochi Esed the Yochid. So the essay of Simcha Yontif cancels the essay of labeling the day as a Yom of Avelus. So since you began the Shiva, the Shloshim, before Yontif, then when it comes Yontif, you have to be Mapsik. So you can't fulfill Shiva B'Seirigin. You'll observe 2 days of Shiva before Yontif, and the other 5 days after Yontif has to be Ritzufim. Or you'll observe, let's say, in 15 days of Shloshim before Yontif, then you take a break, and during Yontif, there's no shame, Yom Evel, and after Yontif, you'll observe another 15 days, that's 15 and 15 is 30. So that we paskin, that doesn't make any sense. That the Shiva, the 7 days of Shiva and the 30 days of Shloshim have to be Ritzufim. So if Yontif came and it was Mevatel in the middle, so it's not going to be Ritzufim, so Yontif cancels Avelus. So how come Shabbos doesn't cancel Avel? The answer is because Shabbos, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. There is no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos. So that's the Ramban interprets, that's what it means in the Gemara. How come we don't recite Halal on Shabbos? Because Shabbos lo ikri moyed. So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs interprets the Gemara. On Shabbos there's no chi of simcha, and the mitzvah to recite Halal stems from the mitzvah of simcha. There's simchas haguf and simchas hanefesh. The simchas haguf is mechayev to habas of yayin. Simchas hanefesh is mechayev to put the nefesh in a state of simcha, is mechayev to recite Halal. Right? So you don't say Halal Shalem on Shabbos, and you don't say Halal Shalem on Rosh Chodesh either. On Shabbos, you're not because it's not Ikri Moed, and Rosh Chodesh, you're not because it's not Igdish Basias Malocha. So the Sochet Shavar Rebbe was bothered with the Kash, this Rebbe, Choel Forschlager, from Baltimore, wrote up this Torah in Hapardes 60 years ago. Remember, I was before Bar Mitzvah, I remember reading this. So he quoted Shalashuda's Torah that the Avnei Nezer said when he was by him. He was a Chassidish Rebbe, so he had to say Shalashuda's Torah. So he asked Akasha, it was Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh B'Shabbos, so it's both Moed, because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Igdish Masiyas Malachim, because of Shabbos. So how come we don't say Halal Shalom? Rosh Chodesh, when it's only Rosh Chodesh, so it's a meaning that you say Chatzi Halal. Want to say Halal Shalom? So Gemara said, no, because it's not Igdish Masiyas Malachim. But if it's Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh B'Shabbos, then it's both Moed, and it's Igdish Asiyas Malacha. So why aren't we mechuyev to recite Halal Shalom? So the Avnei Nezer answered, the two don't blend in together. It's one Kedushas Hayom superimposed on the other one. It happens to be Shabbos, and it happens to be Rosh Chodesh also. Lenoga v'lepoga v'lenoga, they don't blend in to be one. That's a question whether that's true or not. Others insist when you have Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos, it blends in to be a new Kedushas Hayom. It's not Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, not Kedushas Shabbos. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh hyphenated. There is some that seems to be a Gemara like that in Zvachim, the beginning of Perek HaLatodir. It would appear from the Gemara that they do blend in together to be one. But that's what Avnei Nezer suggests. Maybe they don't blend in, and it's a separate Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos and a separate Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh. And neither of the two Kedushas Hayom have the ability to be Mechayv and Amiras Halal. Because Rosh Chodesh is Mutabasiyas Malach Shabbos, not Ikri Moed, and they don't blend in to be one. That's the Dvar Torah from the Sochet Shabbos. So the Talmud, this Rav Michael Forschlager, was bothered with Akasha. The Gemara Bayas, when they're learning, when Rabbi Yehuda is presenting his Mamatzinu that you learn from Noisar, so the Gemara says he learns a Mamatzinu from Noisar. Whenever you have something that's Asa Bachila, Asa Bano, and you chayv karis if you eat it. So then, because it's so much usur, so then it's a mitzvah to burn it. The mitzvah of sarafta, so nasa ba'esh, because nasa is asa ba'achil, asa ba'anah, and there's an isa karis. So the Gemara said, that can't be correct, because then it should follow that chaylev sharaniskal, which is asa ba'achil, because it's chaylev, and it's asa ba'anah, because it's a sharaniskal, and there's chorus because if you eat it, there's chorus because of chaylev. The asabano is because of sharaniskal. And the chorus is because of chaylev. It's not for the same thing. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, at the end of the day, chaylev of a sharaniskal, asabachil, asabano, and anisa chorus. So why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whenever the thing asabachil bano, and is anisa chorus if you eat it, then it's tons reifa. So we should come up with a whopper of a din. A chaylev sharaniskal should be besreif, and there is no such din. And there is no such din. So that's what Rabbi Michael Forschlager asked. Why does the Gemara consider that a kasha? Why don't they give the answer like the Avnei Nezer said, that the two don't blend in together? The fact that it's koreis, that's because of the chaylev. Fact that it's also, but chaylev is mutabano. Here it's also mano because it's sharaniskal. The sharaniskal, there's no koreis. So here it happens to be chorus because it's chaylev. But there is no one iser that makes it also bachila b'hanoa and chorus. It's because of two different isurim. So neither iser A nor iser B can cause the chiyuv of sreifa here. And we should say that they don't blend in together. That was his kasha. That's what he printed 60 years ago. That's what he printed, a kasha on the Avnei Nezer. So it's interesting. We mentioned already when we were learning Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, in his Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, comes to answer Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. It It's a little questionable, but we'll chaz it. On the first daf on Chof Aleph from the base, there's a first daf in the second pair. Chof Aleph from the base, there's a Tosfos there, the Mamasra, Bahada de Kasarf Leilis Hani Minei. So Tosfos shows Pshat and the Gemara seems to be like this. The Mishnah in the end of Temura that they're quoting over here divides all of these Suri Hanoah into two categories. Those that are on the Srafim and those that are on the Gebarim. So which are the Nisrafim? So you have Pigal Noisatame, Abis Reifa. Then you have Orlan Klaya Kerem Abis Reifa. So the Mishnah says, Hanisrafim Afra Mutter. After you burn it, the ashes will be Mutter Ba'anoah. Hanigbarim, however, the Nigbarim, let's say Basa B'chalav, is Asa Ba'anoah. And it's not been on Nisrafim. So even if you burn it, the ashes will be Asa. Hanigbarim Afra Nasa. Hanisrafim Afra Mutter. Why is Afra Mutter? So some Rishanim say, it's muta because panim chadash is baulakan. It's a totally different nishtana. It's a nisa shenishtana. So why shouldn't it be called a nisa shenishtana if it's going to be, even if it's nikbarim, but you burnt it? So it should also be a nisa shenishtana. The some shanim hold that's only midirabbanan, that hanikbarim afranosam. In Atari, even the nikbarim is also afran muta because it's a nishtana. Panim chadash is baulakan, it's nishtana. And others hold not so. Others hold no, that the difference between the Gebarim and the Srafim is not midirabbanan. It's a difference on the level of their eyes. Why is it a difference? So that's what the Balei HaTosfos hold. Then in Srafim, the Gemara had a klal, ein l'cha davar she'nasas mitzvasai umayalim boy. Whenever there's an item that's also ba'anoah and it's ton sreifa, so once you did this sreifa, it's nasas mitzvasai. So then it'll be muta ba'anoah. It cannot be that it's also ba'anoah. So that's what Tosfos distinguishes. Tosfos reads this into the lashon of the Gemara, Chof Aleph from the base. If you would hold like Rabbi Yudah, the aim be a chametz al b'sreifa, then if you burn the chametz, the ashes will be mutter, because ein l'cha davar she'nasas mitzvasai emoylim bo. But if you would hold the halacha kechachamim, that hashbasasa b'chol davar, so even if you burn it, it'll be hanigbarim afranoser. Even if you burn it, they don't hold panim chadash ba'olakan. You don't say that it's an ish shenishtana. Only on israfim aframuta because nasis mitzvah, but nigbarim would be afranoser because there was no mitzvah to dafke burn it. That's what Tosfos understood. So Tosfos says, what about when you destroy the chametz? Will the after you're ready, let's say I take chametz and I burn it, will the ashes be muta or rasa? I said it depends. But he hold like Rabbi Yudah, hold like the Rabbana. If you hold like Rabbi Yudah, ain't be a chametz ala b'sreifa. So chametz is min hanisrafim. So hanisrafim afer muta because nasis mitzvah. So it makes it that it's muta b'ana. But if you hold like the chachamim, the Rabbi Yudah, that hash b'sasa b'chal davar. So there was no particular mitzvah to daf kedu sreifa. So then even if it did sreifa, it'll be hanigbar, mafranosa, the eshes will be us. That's what Tosfos read in the Gemara. So Rabbi Kaveger commenting on the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kaveger has the Oris on the side of the page in the Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. So in the Chidush of Rabbi Kaveger on Hilchas Pesach on the Magen Avraham quotes the Tosfos that according to the Chachamim, the eshes, if you'll burn the chametz on Erev Pesach, the eshes will remain osa b'anoah. Only according to Rabbi Yudah, it's been hanisrafim, then hanisrafim afer muta because nasi mitzvahs. So Rabbi Kaveger is bothered with akasha. Bamedvar mamurim, if you have basa b'cholav, you have some other isa hanoah that the Torah didn't prescribe that there should be a mitzvah to destroy it. But by chametz, everybody agrees. It says ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, a pasuk in parshas boy this week, etc. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, it's a mitzvah to destroy the chametz. So whether you hold like Rabbi Yudah, ain't be a chametz ala b'sreifa, you hold hash b'sasa b'chol davar, in either event, it should be nasis mitzvah asai, it should be mutabana. So why did Tosfos read in the Gemara? Chof Aleph on the base. Tosfos read in the Gemara, if you burn the chametz, it'll only be mutabana if you hold like Rabbi Yudah, ain't be a chametz ala b'sreifa. But if you'll adapt the shitas chachamim, the hash b'sasa b'chol davar, so then even if you burn it and you'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, you can't say that it's muta ba'anoah. Why not? But it's not his mitzvah. It was a mitzvah of tashbisu. Why should it make a difference? Whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, hold like the Rabbanim, even if you hold like the Rabbanim, but tashbisasa b'chol dover. So if you destroyed it, I day sreifa. So it should be mutter. It should be ein l'chol dover shenas mitzvah amayelba. That was Rabbi Kivega's kasha. So Rabbi Chaim, in order to answer that kasha, what's the logic of the Tosis? So Rabbi Chaim has a psachidish. He says that the only time you say ein l'chadavish and nasis mitzvasa umayalim boy, the Gemara didn't say whenever you did your mitzvah, whenever there's something that you have to do a mitzvah with and you did your mitzvah, the thing is asabana. Let's say chametz bePesach is asabana, and I have a mitzvah to destroy it, so I destroyed it. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, I destroyed it. So Rabbi Chaim said there's no such din. Since I did, the Gavri did the mitzvah that was muta lalav, namely ach tashbisu, so that makes it muta bana. Why should it be muta bana? If the object is torn tzrei from mitzad the chefze is so much osam hanoa, that's mechayv that you should do tzreifa. That's mechayv that you should do tzreifa. So whenever the chefze is mechayv in tzreifa, then you say, en l'cha dover shenasis mitzvah. So the dover was mechayv in sreifa. So the sreifa was done. So then it's going to be mutabahano. But according to the Rabbanan, it's not that the chefz is mechayv be'ibud. It's the gabra has to do a mitzvah. So what exactly, what was the difference? What exactly did he say over here? It's problematic. What's the beer over here? So we pointed out that the Rambam, both in the Pirush HaMishnayos at the end of Temura, on the last Mishnah and Temura, next to the last Mishnah and Temura. Temura ends on an Amud Aleph, but this Mishnah is on the last Amud Beis and Temura, before the last Mishnah, about the chilek between Nisrafim and Nigborim, that Nisrafim Afram Mutar and Nigborim Afram Osam. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is the end of Temura, as well as in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam doesn't agree with Tosfos. Tosfos says if you have orlo and kloy akerem, it's a mitzvah b'sreifa. So after you burn it, the ashes will be muta. The Rambam does not seem to agree with that. The Rambam adds on two words, hanisrafim shal hegdish, afram muta. That's only pigal noisatomi if you burn it, afram muta. The Gemara would never say it by orlo and kloy akerem. There is no such din. And Nisrafim Afram Mutar. Why is it only Nisrafim of Hegdish? So the Pashtus is, and the Rambam is like this. There's a Gemara, the first daf in Me'ilah, Maseches Me'ilah. So the Gemara has it in there. Mishnah in Azel Mekayim, it says, Kotche Kotchem Shchitasa Matzofen. The Kibbol Domam Bechlishar is Batzofen. He's supposed to Shech the Kotche Kotchem in Tzofen. The right-hand side of the Azar, most people are righties. So we assume the right-hand side of the body is more important than the left-hand side. That I just gave a shiur on Sunday about the two-part series about an introduction to Seder Kotchim. So one of the dinim I spoke about is that if a kohen is a lefty, the Mishnah says he's an ita yad, he can't be makor karbonis. Why? Because the avodah has to be done b'yamin. The right side of the Azara, the right-hand side of the Azara is more important than the left-hand side. Kotchi kotchim, shchitosam batzofen, tzofen is the right-hand side, because when you're looking straight ahead, that's west. And the Beis Hamikdash, looking straight ahead, the Eichel is west. So the right-hand side is tzofen. So the same thing, the right-hand part of the body is more important than the left-hand part of the body. So the Mishnah says that a kohen who's a lefty cannot be makor karbonis. You have to be makor karbonis with the right hand. It has to be the right hand, which is the stronger of the two hands. So if he's a lefty, the left hand is stronger than the right hand. So he doesn't have a yamin. He can't do the avodah because he doesn't have a yamin. So the Mishnah has a din. The opening Mishnah Me'ilah, they took kotche kotchim, which is supposed to be shchitas matzofen, and they shechted it bedorim. They shechted it on the left-hand side of the Azara. The right-hand side of the Azara is Tzofen, the left-hand, because straight ahead is Mairev, and to the left-hand side of the Azara, that's going to be Dorim. So if you have Kotchi Kotchim, Sheshachtam B'Dorim, Yotzim Idei Me'ila. If you have a carbon that's Oymed L'Hakrove, so there's a din of Me'ila on it. If you already shechted the carbon, it's Oymed L'Zrikas Adam, it's Oymed L'Achila, it's Oymed L'Haktorah, it's Oymed L'Mitzvasai. Well, let's see, you have one of the Chamish Chatos HaMesos. There are five, there's Halacha Moshe Sinai. There are five Korban Chatos, five different kinds of Korban Chatos that you're not allowed to be makrav on the Mizbech and you can't be poided. And you have to lock it up in a room and they're alive. They're still alive. You have to lock them up in a room and let it die from starvation. That's Chamish Chatos HaMesos. You have to see to it that they should die. So the Mishnah has, if you have one of the Chamish Chatos HaMesos, it's not Oymid L'mitzvase at all. It's not Oymid to use it for any mitzvah. So then there's no din of Me'ilah. Just like the first Gemara says in Me'ilah, the first Mishnah, the first Daf, Kochi Kochim Sheshachtam B'Doraim, so it's not Oymid L'mitzvase anymore. So the same thing if you have... let's say you have karbonis. What are you supposed to do with the carbon? So part of the carbon is supposed to eat. Part of the carbon, let's say emurim, is supposed to burn it on the mizbech. So the emurim are oymed l'mitzvos and to be burnt on the mizbech. A part of the carbon, that's oymed l'achila. So that's not called kodesh Hashem. How do the chumash have the parsha of Neila? Nefesh kisim amal v'chot b'shgogam mikodesh Hashem. So the only time there's a din of me'ilah is if it's called kodesh Hashem, kodesh maham yichodim l'Hashem. If the korban, let's say chatas, or korban oila is oimed l'haktorah. Korban chatas is oimed l'achila. After the zvikas adam, the chatas is oimed l'achila. So it's no longer called kodesh Hashem, kodesh maham yichodim l'Hashem. The chelev, the emurim, is oimed l'haktorah. So the emurim is called kodesh Hashem, kodesh maham yichodim l'Hashem. So there'll be a din me'ilah. But let's say you already did the haktorah and emurim, you burnt them and they turned into ashes. So is it still going to be a din me'ilah? So Gemara says yes, because I made the ashes on the mizbech are still oimed to fulfill the mitzvah of trumas adeshim. You have to take off a little bit and put it on the floor. What if I already did trumas adeshim? When you take off, just like when your mafra is truma, when you have bushels and bushels of grapes and bushels and bushels of chitim, or bushels of olives, whatever. So whenever you have food and you mafresh trumas amaisis, it has an effect, the hafresh trumas amaisis has an effect not only on what you mafresh, that has the status of truma, has an effect on the chulam misukanim, that until you were mafresh trumas amaisis, everything was tevel, and after you mafresh the trumas amaisis, everything is muta b'achilo. So the same is by Trumas Hadeshin. It's called Trumas Hadeshin. Why? When you do Trumas Hadeshin, take a little bit off on the Mizbech, you put it on the floor, and all the years a miracle would occur, it would be Nivla Bimkomo. So the Hafrash has Truma on the Trumas Hadeshin, the Deshin, the whole pile of Deshin on the Mizbech, and every day there's a mitzvah. The first thing you do at Chatzos, or a little later, sometimes before Chatzos, is you do Trumas Hadeshin. So the Trumas Hadeshin is considered Niskaima Mitzvasa. And everything that was burnt on the Mizbech. You burn the Eivorim on the Oilo, you burn the Emurim, you burn the Koimitz of the Mincha. So whenever you do Trumas Kozman, it's Aymed LaHakrove as a Din of Me'ilah, because it's Aymed LeMitzvah. After already did the Hakrove, it's Aymed to the Mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. After you did Trumas Hadeshin, it's no longer Aymed LeMitzvah. So the Din of Me'ilah falls off on all the rest of the ashes on the Mizbech. But on that amount that you took off the Trumas Hadeshin and you put it on the floor, that the Gemara says, how did the Gemara learn that from the Pasuk? V'nicham Sham. V'nicham Sham, I think. So the Gemara said, V'samo, Eitzalam is better. Here in the bottom of Chavavim et Aleph, three lines from the bottom. It says the samo eitzalam mizbeach. You have to place it next to the mizbeach. So even after you did the trumas hadeshin, there's a mitzvah what you're supposed to do with the samo. You have to put it on the floor. So adayin lo niskaima mitzvah. You have to leave it there. It has to be nivla b'mkom. You have to leave it there. But the mitzvah, the oimed l'mitzvasai was all the ashes on the mizbeach is oimed l'trumas hadeshin. After he did the Trumas Hadeshin, there's a Shverer Rambam here, but leaving out the Rambam. Rambam says not so, but it's against the Gemara. Simple reading Gemara, all the rest of the Deshin on the Mizbeach, Yotzei Medei Me'ilah. Just for some Moetz on the Mizbeach, that's an exception to the rule, that Nasis Mitzvah, and still Moilim, but even though it's already in this Kaima Mitzvah, there's still a Din of Me'ilah. But usually on Kochim, there's only a din of mila if it's still aymed limitzvasa. So if you have pigal noisa tomei, it's aymed limitzvasa to burn it. It's aymed because the mitzvah is to burn it dafke in the azara. It's a mitzvah, it's like avoida, like zrikas adam on the mizbeach. So there's a din, you're supposed to burn pigal noisa tomei, you're supposed to burn it if it's kochi kochim, you're supposed to burn it in the azara. It's a mitzvah. But once you burnt it already, so it's no longer oimid lemitzvasa. Kachem are only have a din of me'ila if it's oimid lemitzvasa. Kachi kachem sheshachta medoram are no longer oimid lemitzvasa. You can't do this rikas adam. And if you have chamesh chatos hames, it's not oimid lemitzvasa anymore. And if you have, you already did trumas adeshin, so all the ashes on the mizbeach, you already finished all the mitzvahs. So the yotze midei me'ila. The ashes that you took off and you put on the floor, that's a gzeres hakasa. Even though it's niskaima mitzvasa, v'samo, shalo yifazer v'samo, shalo yohane, and so on. That's an exception to the rule, that the trumas adeshin is still also banua later on. So that's, we understand why the Rambam says, hanisraf mishal hegdish, afra muter. Pidol noisa tomi afra muter, because it's not oimid limit. Hegdish is only also banor. It's oimid limitzvas. Once it's no longer oimid limitzvas, so there's no isem meilim in atera. That's why ein lechadavish and ask mitzvasa umoyalim bo. The original din was formulated on meila on pigal. That's how the Rambam learns. It doesn't go on orlan klei akerim. Orlan klei akerim are also banor. So why should it become mutar banor just because you burnt it? It's kaima mitzvasa. Why? The only time he's saying is kaima mitzvasa, there's no more meila is on kochim that usually have a din of meila, because meila is based on the fact that it's still oimid lemitzvasa. So if you're nena from it, so you're mevatlet mitzvasa. But if you already did the mitzvasa, in lechadovish and ask mitzvasa meila boy, I already burnt the ashes, no longer any mitzvah of burning the emurim. So then it'll be muta bahano. Then it'll be mutabano. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Belineta, tomorrow, I hope, is going to be a normal day. Usually, for those who just joined the shiur, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the shiur officially begins at 12:45 till 2:30, and then we have a mincha. And on Sunday, normally, unless there's some exception to the rule, normally the shiur begins at 11:30 till 1:00. And then on Thursday, this Thursday, I think I so far it looks like I will not be able to give a shiur. But Thursday, because of the college classes, my shiur is usually 11:45 to 12:15. So I think this Thursday I probably will not be able to give a shiur. But tomorrow I think it's going to be normal. And then we'll try to go back to normal on Sunday. Okay?
Ready. Everyone should be healthy.